Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining me on the line now from Jakarta is Brad Cox, television producer and a resident formerly of Singapore, now of Indonesia. Hello, Brad. Good morning and welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Brad, what's the view there from what you're seeing about how Indonesia is handling COVID-19, and are they ready to start opening up?
In fact, if you're looking at the numbers, you know, 500 new cases daily, the actual numbers of new cases is growing exponentially at the moment. You know, for a while there was it was a lot less. It was averaging around 200 to 300 cases through most of early May, late April, and now it's starting to expand. Obviously, because of the Ramadan holiday, where everyone returns to their village, the governments here have tried to prevent that. And they banned travel back to your village, but people did it anyway. And on top of that, we've had a massive outbreak in the Surabaya area now, which is really boosting up the numbers. But overall, right now, apparently you can't, if you did go back to your village during the Ramadan break, you cannot get back to the capital. The capital is kind of locked off right now.
Yeah, many Asian nations, did all the right things, and it seems, from my outsider's point of view, that Indonesia did many of the wrong things in addressing this. They were slow to the game in terms of social distancing and things. Do you feel like the government? First of all, is that accurate? Secondly, do you feel like the government is on sort of the right path toward educating people and getting this under control?
To be honest with you, I was quite surprised on how seriously they did take it. I wasn't expecting at the outset for them to be really, really gung-ho about this, but they do practice social distancing. One of the advantages of having low-income wages here, every single shop that is open has a person checking temperatures before you walk in. The government have these big white tankers going up and down the streets with big red crosses on them, spraying the streets just randomly. I don't know what is in there, but it happens. And then there's like police trucks up and down the streets with loudspeakers telling you to stay in your home. So that they are making an effort. The problem is the rich people can afford to put a mask on and stay in their house and not work. But the poor people, they live hand to mouth, so they need to keep going on. So you'll drive through the city and you'll think, wow, the city is a complete ghost town. And then you'll get to a small village and it's business as usual, people in the market and people buying stuff from shops and stuff, because they don't have a choice. They need to they need to trade to live. And they're talking salaries of $100 a month. So if they're not out there selling their wares, they're not eating. So and that's an issue, because if these people don't eat, then we get riots as well as everything else on top of what we've got now.
Sure. Where are you at right now in terms of the restrictions of what people can do? Is everyone forced to wear a mask when they're out? Are certain types of restaurants and things closed? What's the level of social and physical distancing?
Pretty much everyone wears a mask. If you go to the only shops that are really open is pharmacies and dentists and supermarkets and things like that. You can't get a haircut. You can't buy a new handphone or any of these things. You can't get your handphone fixed. They've just started opening up garages because, for instance, my car blew up a few weeks ago and there's nothing I could do about it. There's no way you could get it fixed. Mm. If you go into any shop, there will be people will stand, 2 to 3 feet apart, not 6 feet apart, but they're making some kind of effort. Most people out are wearing masks. I would say 90%, 95% are wearing masks. So that's something as well. That also surprised me. Masks are very easily available though, and hand washers everywhere. Like every shop, every place has hand wash at the front. So people are adhering to it.
Yeah. Talking with Brad Cox, a television producer based in Jakarta, former Singapore resident. And Brad, your wife is Indonesian. And what are you hearing from, her family or her friends about how they feel about how the government has handled all this and just their general level of acceptance of having to do certain things to avoid spreading COVID-19 or getting it themselves?
My wife's completely paranoid about COVID-19. She wears two masks when she goes out. She washes diligently. And, you know, if any of us leave the house, we have to take all our clothes off and throw them straight into the washing machine as soon as we get home.
Wow.
So, most Indonesians are taking this very seriously. The problem is, like, if you look at Indonesia, too, it has an extraordinarily high death rate by comparison to the amount of cases reported. Now, this could be for a number of reasons. One is a lot of people can't afford the medical care. Basically, if you can't afford ICU treatment in a hospital, they just turn you away. You die on the street. There's no, like, special exceptions for anything at this particular point in time. I personally have had some medical issues recently, and I've spent an absolute bomb on stuff. And the private hospitals overcharge, and the others aren't available. And I was in a hospital the other day, and I was in the ER, and I saw an old lady there. And then the next day, I was back at the same ER, and the same old lady was still in the ER. And I'm like, why is this woman still in the ER? Why haven't you transferred her to a ward? And they said, oh, we need to keep an eye on her. And I said, well, why don't you put her in ICU? And they just shook their heads. So it's like, there's not enough ICU beds also to cover a pandemic. So,
wow.
And then the third thing is, a lot of Indonesians, when they go to hospital, they just give up. They just give up and die. It's almost like it's God's will, I guess. So, you know, if an Indonesian gets terribly sick, quite often they just close their eyes and head off to the next world.
Wow.
So
it's kind of a cultural thing as well, huh?
Yeah. Well, I was very sick in hospital 2 months ago, and I was literally fighting for my life. And my brother-in-law, who's Indonesian, said, if you're Indonesian, you would have just given up. Like, we didn't expect you to live. We thought you'd just close your eyes and die like we do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but the medical system here is quite heartless. And on top of that, it's probably the worst in Southeast Asia. When you think that what you can get in Thailand and Malaysia now and Singapore, of course, and, you know, and other places, the medical here is just below par. It's like most rich Indonesians, if they get sick, they go straight to Singapore for treatment. And I always thought that was just being elitist until I got to experience it hands-on and realize that, yeah, you've got to get out.
Yeah, sure.
So it's interesting. That's interesting within itself as well. So, I don't think the COVID virus has really hit Indonesia yet. I think it has a propensity to explode here because if it hits the lower classes, so the developing classes of people, it'll just spread exponentially. And I think that's just starting to happen.
Well, it's a very sad situation there. And Brad, we certainly hope that you and your family remain healthy, stay healthy. And thanks for your time today. We've been speaking with Brad Cox, a television producer based in Jakarta, on the COVID-19 situation. We do appreciate your time and insights today, Brad.
Yeah, thanks, Glenn. I think we'll be having COVID here for quite some time. I think once Singapore is done, we'll still be suffering for it.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.